plan things like that. I mean, he built the builds. He didn't build them with his hands. He made the plans and all like that.
For what?
For the mills.
Ah.
When every time they would build a new mill,
mm-hmm.
my father would design it.
I see.
And his family came over. My father and my grandfather are not the same family. And my mother was from the family, although her name was mm-hmm. her people had been the and my father was the and they were they came over here at builders and they built these mills and so forth and Mr. was one of the of New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
No, not New Hampshire. Boston. Where's Boston?
Massachusetts.
From Massachusetts. And he had a lot of money. He was a very wealthy man. But he couldn't handle the slaves right after the war. You
mm-hmm.
know, the slaves had to have jobs and so forth. My father knew how to handle them. That is, they loved him. And when they built a new mill, his slaves would follow him,
mm-hmm.
and he'd build him a house to mm-hmm. live in and mm-hmm. so forth, or more than one, about five or six houses, or
mm-hmm.
eight maybe. And the combined with the, and this is what happened in many, many instances, that the wealthy people of the North came down and invested in the South, that the land was given away practically. Land was given away, and there were people who had to have jobs. I mean, and they'd been trained. They were the slaves who'd been trained
mm-hmm.
by the people, but they were no longer available. And the North furnished the capital, and the South furnished the know-how, and the slaves furnished the labor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's how the South mm-hmm. came. You know, the South shall rise again. Well, that was the saying of the
mm-hmm.
of the time. You put that down. The South shall rise again. Everybody, all the young people and the coming generation were taught that the South wasn't dead. It shall rise again.
And that's what they were doing, was
revitalizing. And that's what our family did. They furnished to a large extent. They furnished the comeback
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
for that generation.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about, did you ever grow corn in a garden there?
Grow corn?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they grew corn and they grew cotton. And, and during the war, the cotton was, what very words would you use? It was put on the wharves. It was not allowed to be shipped.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
What do you call that? Embark? No.
Well, embargo. An embargo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was taken from the people who owned it, and put on the and you'd be surprised. After I was a grown girl, the government refunded the people who had lost the cotton in the war. But anyhow, cotton was grown. And my grandfather grew sugar cane, and he had a mill that ground it up, and he produced the sugar.